This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
All right, well, 7A, we know what it's going to look like as far as the state championship matchup, but you still have other classifications in high school football and the high school football playoffs here in the state of Alabama, our own John Lunsford. Jocks Preps, you can go to jockspreps.com for all the up-to-date information that you need to know concerning not only football but other goings-on, and he joins us now on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. John, hope you and your family had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We threw out the question on Twitter before we get started with the Iron Bowl coming up tomorrow. Your favorite and least favorite Iron Bowl of all time, what would that be?
Ooh, least favorite has to be, was it 2000 that it rained and sleeted like crazy? It was that 9-0 game. And then best would have to be, I'm going to go 2009. I was down there for that one as a an Alabama alum. It was a rough game at first, but then I was standing down the sideline when that screen, or I'm trying, was it Roy Upchurch, I think, called the game-winning touchdown there?
That is correct.
In that one. Mm-hmm. And, yep. Yeah, that was a nice end to that one.
Sure was. Okay. We know what's going on in 7A. It's going to be Auburn against Thompson. Thompson trying to repeat as a 7A champion. But let's start with the 6A classification. You got Saraland Spanish Fort down south, but you've got Mountain Brook and Pinson doing battle, as the winner of that game is going to obviously go on to the state championship game. But my goodness, Mountain Brook dropping down to 6A, going up against a high-powered Pinson Valley offense. This is going to be a really good game tonight out in Pinson Valley.
Yeah, Mountain Brook being successful here, you know, not a super shock. Obviously, they were competing for playoff spots and making the playoffs in 7A Region 3. So jumping down, winning the region there with Briarwood, and really, you know, Homewood didn't play that great this year. So winning that region, not that big a shock either. But holding Clay last week, you talk about a high-powered offense for Pinson. Clay, I mean, they dominated their first two teams of the playoffs, including Homewood from that same region, and beat them 42-0. Turn around the next week, put up 10 against Mountain Brook's defense. And, you know, their defense has been phenomenal all season, averaging just over 8 points per game. Multiple shutouts in there, including one against Gardendale. You know, you see that game and see 6-0 and think, well, the offense, you know, might not have enough. Their defense might be good, but how's the offense? But, you know, put up 38 against Muscle Shoals, put up 21 against Clay. You know, still able to put points on the board, put up 31 against Austin, a 7A team there who made the playoffs and won their region up in Region 4 and 7A. So, you know, they've been good overall this season. That really the only, you know, bad mark is when they played Thompson and lost 31-0. But, you know, a lot of people lost to Thompson. Even Hoover got beat by Thompson really big last week. So, you know, Mountain Brook, they're a 7A team playing in 6A. You know, they've kind of been on the edge. Pat, you and I have looked at the numbers for years waiting for them to jump down to 6A. So it has finally happened, and no shock that they're in this position. But Pinson, they've been phenomenal. Holding Oxford to 2 points last week, I mean, when I saw that score, I was like, there's no way that can be right. I mean, Pinson scoring 34, okay, but holding Oxford to that. So Pinson's defense, you know, needs to get some credit in here too. I know a lot of people are going to look at Mountain Brook's defense, but, you know, should be a great game. Wouldn't shock me if it's a similar score to what, you know, Mountain Brook and Clay was. But, you know, I think Pinson should maybe give them a little bit better of a fight than Clay did, because Pinson was by far the best team out of that region.
All right, John, let's move to Class 5A coming up tonight. You get Ramsey taking on Pleasant Grove. One of the biggest surprises, just looking through the scores last week, is what Ramsey was able to do against a very good Russellville team. Story tradition, Ramsey winning that game 54-14. If you're optimistic about a great matchup and a thrilling high school football game, tell me why, because Ramsey looks unbeatable.
They do look unbeatable, but I'll say this. When they play Pleasant Grove there towards the end of the regular season, it was 33-26. Ramsey won by just a touchdown. So Pleasant Grove is a good team. You know, really the only bad loss they had was when they lost to Oxford, a team who we just mentioned was in the 6A playoffs up until last week. They lost by one in that game early on in the season. So Pleasant Grove has been really good. Ramsey has just been that much better. You talk about how bad they beat Russellville last week. I mean, the defense has gotten a lot of talk for Ramsey, but, you know, Cameron Ivory, their quarterback, when they won the championship a few years ago, they were in 6A when they beat Opelika. Benico Harley was a quarterback back then, and he was phenomenal, playing for, I believe, Austin Peay now. And, you know, it's surprising he didn't get more offers than he did, because he was just a phenomenal athlete overall. And Cameron Ivory had 5 touchdowns last week against Russellville. Russellville, and we talked about it last week. Russellville is a team you got to go through to make it to the Super 7 and to win a championship, and they didn't just go through them and beat them. I mean, they ran through them 54-14, but the thing is that 54 points was average for them. They were averaging 54 points in their first two playoff games. They scored 56 and then 52, and then they scored 54 in this one. I don't think they're going to put up 50 points against Pleasant Grove, but Pleasant Grove's a good team. You know, you can't count them out. The whole, it's hard to beat a team twice in the playoffs. You know, that holds true. And I think that holds true for a lot of teams. I wouldn't sit back when I was playing. I see it all the time now. So it wouldn't shock me. I wouldn't say, well, wow, I can't believe it if Pleasant Grove were to win this game. But I mean, they've both been unstoppable so far. Beating Alexandria, another region champ, 35-7 last week on the road for Pleasant Grove was impressive. Beating Gunnersville by a few touchdowns, another region champ before that. So I think, you know, Pleasant Grove can give them a fight, but Ramsey, they're just on another level right now.
For our listeners on Jocks up in Etowah County, in 4A, Gordo 12-1 takes on Etowah. That's 10-2. This one has all the makings of a very close game.
It does. Gordo moving up from 3A to 4A. They've been solid this year. The only loss they have is to Northridge, a 6A team. So they're, you know, one of those teams that's not afraid to step up and play. They've always been a really solid team. You know, go back to the Ben Davis days and, you know, they've been competing ever since. I remember when he left, it's like, the defense going to, you know, get any, you know, worse or what? And it didn't. It actually got better, I think, statistically after Ben Davis left. So, you know, they've just been a really, really solid team. Both these teams have won their three games by a lot. Moving on, they haven't played the best opponents. You know, Gordo played Aniana, probably the best opponent they played. Etowah, I mean, they beat Haleyville and Northside, you know, two teams that are okay, but once again, not quite on the same level as Etowah and Gordo. But this is Etowah's territory in 4A. You know, being a 5A team, they've moved down. They should be the more powerful team. Gordo moving up in classification, you know, you would think it's kind of like Mountain Brook. They moved down from 7A. You expect them to be in this position. You expected the same from Etowah moving down from 5A. You expect them to be in this position. But Gordo's one of those teams. There are certain teams in certain classifications. American Christian's one in 4A. Maplesville is one of those in 1A. Mars Hill is one of those. There are certain teams in lower classifications that you say they could step up and easily compete. Gordo is one of those teams. So, you know, I think this game could go either way. Etowah's had a few losses here and there, but it is stepping up to Gadsden City. It's stepping up to Fort Payne. It's stepping up to Southside Gadsden. Meanwhile, Gordo, like I said, their one loss was stepping up as well. So they've dominated their competition, but Gordo's defense was phenomenal. Only gave up 8 points the last four games of the season, and they've been really, really solid.
All right, John, while we have you, let's go ahead and preview that 7A state championship game. You get Auburn, who's been so impressive. Thompson, they were dominating last Friday with the 52-14 win over the Hoover Bucks. That game coming up Wednesday, 7 o'clock there at Bryant-Denny Stadium. If you're handicapping this game right now or you're setting a line in Las Vegas, where are you putting it and what do you think the outcome is?
Ooh, that's tough. You know, I think I would probably give Thompson a couple touchdown advantage because Auburn, while they've been solid, they did struggle at the end against Enterprise. Now, that's one of those games you can say, you know, does that really matter? They were already in the playoffs. It doesn't really count. But, you know, I think overall Thompson, it's just hard to stop the attack from every angle. I mean, they ran the ball all over Hoover. They kept Josh Lundy from doing anything last week. Jarrett Crockett had like 220 something yards last week and three touchdowns. I mean, Thompson's just a fully well-rounded team, going into this game and Auburn. You know, Central's a good team, but Central wasn't quite where they were. Still maybe getting used to Patrick Nix down there. Auburn, you know, played them close in their first game and then, of course, played them again in the semifinals. But the South as a whole just isn't quite as strong as 7A Region 3. Really no region in 7A is as strong as 7A Region 3, especially now that Hewitt's come back down from Region 4. You know, even though Mountain Brook's gone, the top teams there, Thompson, Hoover, Hewitt, Oak Mountain, it's just another level. And so being able to play with that kind of competition, I've noticed it all since I've been paying attention to high school football, including when I played. It's, you look at the regions and you see a team come in and they're undefeated and you say, man, why did they lose, you know, X, Y, or Z game when they get to the playoffs? And it's because they didn't have a lot of competition coming in. They didn't really get tested. And, you know, you look at these teams that have a loss along the way or have at least been tested along the way. I mean, Thompson's been tested. Playing Hoover is a test. Playing Hewitt Trustville is a test. Playing Oak Mountain is a test. Even playing Mountain Brook is a test. And they beat them 31-0. They've just run over a lot of teams, and they're just that good of a team. I just don't see any way that Auburn really has a chance to win this game. Could they keep it close? Maybe. But Thompson, they're just on a whole nother level.
All right. Well, no show tonight, but tell people where they can find all the scores, the breakdowns, and, of course, it is there at jockspreps.com and what they're going to get there, John.
Yeah, you can find all the scores there. We have a live scoreboard easy to access on your phone. So if you are going to any of these games, you can keep up with scores around the rest of the state, you know, see who you might be playing in the Super 7 if your team wins. But if you're at home, if you're, you know, trying to just go Black Friday shopping, whatever, you're still stuck in line tonight, pull your phone out, jockspreps.com. And, of course, on Twitter, at jockspreps as well. All the scores are there. We'll update the brackets tonight. We'll have everything updated for you as we head into the Super 7 next week.
All right, Luntz, great stuff as always. You the man. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, thanks, guys.
John Luntz for Jocks Preps, Jocks 94.5, joining us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. An easy drinking hard seltzer, just 2 carbs and 100 calories. You got to try it in strawberry, lime, mango, black cherry, or grab the variety pack.
This is Three Man Front.